Speaking to The Guardian's Paul Lewis, who is out at the Sony Centre in Enfield, where there's been a fire, Paul.
There has been a fire. We've just got here now. You know, if it was daylight, Adam, you'd be able to see this huge plume of smoke from, I'd say, large parts of London, because it really is a huge blaze. I mean, it looks like it's gradually getting under control now by the large number of firefighters that are on the scene. But to just describe it to you, it's a kind of 70-metre long building. It looks like some kind of a warehouse, charred remains of large lettering of Sony, and it's crumpled in on itself, so the whole building appears to have collapsed. You know, over the last 72 hours, I've seen lots of fires, and I know that there have been very big fires in Croydon and Brixton tonight, but I haven't personally seen anything on this scale yet. I don't know whether the building was looted before it was set on fire. That seems plausible, but I don't know. But certainly, you know, it is a really very big fire here. And we're getting reports that nearby Waltham Abbey, just across the other side of the M25, that there are also fires there. So that's what we're planning to check out next.
And are the fire brigade, do they appear to have it under control? Is it dampening down a little?
Yeah, as I said, the fire brigade do have it under control. I mean, what's remarkable about this is just, you know, as we were driving to it, how isolated an area it is. You know, this isn't, as we've seen elsewhere, an urban area. You know, these aren't rows of shops. There's no houses nearby. I mean, it's just a kind of an industrial area. And clearly this has been targeted, because you can see other warehouses nearby. It's a really big kind of industrial estate. Just by the M25 motorway, and nothing else has been targeted. There's no real evidence of anyone having been here, apart from a few gangs in masks cycling in different directions as we approached. But it's really isolated. Clearly, you know, has been targeted for what was inside, and like I said, it's the biggest fire I've seen so far.
And we were on the phone just before when we weren't recording, and you said you were approached by a couple of youths. I mean, has anyone been able to shed any light on possible causes?
No, I mean, the reason I had to kind of put the phone down is it's really difficult to kind of operate journalistically at the moment. And, you know, one of the things you quickly learn is that if you have your mobile phone out and you're talking as I'm talking to you now, you're going to attract attention. You know, you're likely even to attract attention if you're taking a photograph on your mobile. So we have to, you know, Mustafa and I act quite surreptitiously, really. And yeah, it's just a group of kids who came up to us and were asking questions. And for that reason, we decided to quickly vanish and disappear. But you know, actually, to be honest, there aren't really many people around here at the moment. You know, there are. I think some other reporters turning up to take photographs of the scene, and a few kind of curious people who've heard about this or read about it on Twitter and have come as well. But, you know, this is just one of so many events that are happening across London and, I guess, now the UK right now. So, you know, what would in itself be a really significant news event is, I guess, in the context of what's happening elsewhere, just, you know, one of several things that are happening.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Paul, and we'll hear more from you later.